News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Broadcasting live from Sullivan Towers, Airport 965, Dan and Dalton, Mobile Mornings. There's other properties here. There's other towers that can eventually, you know, be named after me, you, and Leanna. So, it's 8:07 on Mobile Mornings, and kudos to Sean for a lot of things, for sure, including the invention, I guess you would say, of Veterans Month, which we do every November on FM Talk 106.5. Great time downtown for the setup of the Veterans Day Parade, just seeing everybody and being in the mix down there, being in the middle of it all and seeing everybody that was lining up, getting ready to, you know, be part of that parade, from the ROTCs to dignitaries and people we don't often see enough.
Yeah, it was really great. And the vibes were high, I'll say, on Wednesday, or on, when was that? I guess that was Tuesday, right? The vibes were high from the beginning of the parade route to the end of it, and everybody that was watching, it was a really good time. And so good to, you know, see our friend John Kilpatrick picking up Veteran of the Year.
The Colonel.
And Jack Hawkins was there to receive Patriot of the Year, Spear Chair Goddess. There were a lot of quote-unquote dignitaries. What's the line that makes you a dignitary? I'm not sure when you officially become a dignitary.
Yeah, but it's in the eye of the beholder. You're right, though. Dignitary is kind of like a... It's making a statement that you've arrived to some level of fame, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
I told Jack Hawkins, he did for a number of years, and it might be further back than I was even thinking. He would do the commercials about Troy University, Troy State, Troy University, different names it's had during his tenure there. But he actually did the commercials themselves. Do you remember those?
No. Well, if they were there, TV ads. I wasn't paying much attention, yeah.
So he would do the TV ads, and I said... I just congratulated him on his many years at Troy, and I didn't realize about his military service until he was given that award. I knew him only professionally as an educator, mm-hmm. nothing beyond that. So to think that he did so much in the military was pretty darn cool, too. And I said, but I often would watch those TV ads, and I said, Jack, and I would think, if they're casting a movie about a college president, You could have been in that movie. He's got the looks, big angular guy with the grayish hair, it was almost like an actor was doing those commercials for Troy University.
But it was the main man.
It was the main man. I thought that was just pretty cool because he got a chance to authentically tell the school's own story mm-hmm. from the top.
Yeah, and I spent a couple years at Troy before I came down. And finished my college. I transferred, hit the transfer portal, and finished my college career at South.
Look, South wanted you, and Jack was not going to come off the wallet.
I wanted to tell him, hey, I was on the dean's list. Yeah, the dean's list of people that need to not be in this school any longer. First year,
one of those lists too.
First year of college, I maybe had a little too much fun, but it is a beautiful spot up there. And I too didn't realize his military past. I just knew him as chancellor. Right.
Yep.
So that was really cool to see him. And Congressman Barry Moore was down there too, spending his last days not working, although he was working, just like many were, working to get their name out there. But before he jetted up to D.C. to vote to end this shutdown, he was there, and then at Fort Whiting, had a good conversation with him. He's running for Senate. We're going to talk more about that here in just a minute, the Senate race, which is really heating up. But Veterans Month, we really want to thank our sponsors that bring us these stories all month long, because you couldn't possibly tell the stories of our local veterans. You can't really even do it in 1 month. That's why year after year we talk to so many people that we haven't told their stories yet. But L&S Air, you know, they sponsored the parade coverage the other day and also are a sponsor of these Veterans Month interviews. Stone Arms, Jeff Stone,
yes,
veteran himself, and helping to present it. Alta Point, and also the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. We really thank them for helping us to put on Veterans Month, and really hope that you, the listener, enjoy it. I mentioned that Senate race.
Oh, by the way, I just want to real quick.
Oh, yeah, please do.
I just want to mention that and I'm on a chain email right now, which is confusing enough for me to read to try to keep up what's going on, but we're with everyone around promoting and involved with this last out, the elegy of Green Beret, and that's written by our now friend, Colonel Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann, retired Green Beret. Thanks to Brad Israel, who got me involved with this whole program. Ricky Ritchie over in Fairhope as well with his company and sponsoring all this. Big night out. It's going to be, you're right, we're just nine days away.
Yeah, November 22nd.
So Saturday, November 22nd, it's called Last Out, Elegy of a Green Beret, Unforgettable Night of a Storytelling, Service, and Sacrifice, and written by Lieutenant Colonel Scott Mann. He played the lead role for a number of years. He was not a playwright. He was not an actor. He was none of those things. But when he retired from service, he said he had so many stories to tell because of all the men he lost. And so he tells it in this way. And it's kind of a gripping stage production. I invite you to be there. You can get tickets. You can go to online, fmtalk1065.com. We've got a link right to purchasing the tickets. And it's, again, in Pensacola at the front of the Sanders Beach Corrine Jones Resource Center. I'm not familiar with that in Pensacola. You probably are. So I know that these tickets are selling in Pensacola, but I want to make sure people in Baldwin County and Mobile County understand they've got the opportunity to be there, too. So one night and after the show, it's going to be even more special with a give and take with the audience. So very personal, meaningful evening in Pensacola.
And you can get to those ticket pages. You mentioned our website, fmtalk1065.com. If you're looking at it on the computer, it'll be on the right side of the page. If you're looking at our browser on the phone, just scroll down and you'll eventually get there. But that link clicks through to telecomforvets.org.
Yeah.
And you click events and you can purchase tickets there, telecomforvets.org.
That's the nonprofit that Ricky has started that is going gangbusters as well. Really, really cool stuff.
Text line, just traffic information quickly. Michael says, wreck Spring Hill eastbound near 65 in front of Starbucks. Wreck Spring Hill eastbound near 65 in front of Starbucks. So I mentioned, you know, I had a nice little conversation with Congressman Barry Moore on Tuesday as we were getting ready for that Veterans Day parade to begin. And he was talking about his endorsements. And when you look, he has picked up some pretty key endorsements, and one of which he was particularly, I wouldn't say giddy, but he was certainly wanting to get the information out there that he'd been endorsed by Senator Daines. I think he's Montana. I might be wrong on that. But he was once the chairman of the NRSC, the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and holds quite a bit of power when you talk about fundraising for, you know, people who want to run for Senate. And as this race, kind of this campaign, works its way along towards those primaries in May, it'll be really interesting to see how the money shakes out as far as campaign financing, the endorsements, where those go to. Because with Tuberville leaving that seat, you have some pretty big names who have jumped in. And, well, at least two big names in particular, and that would be Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, who, from what I've seen, is kind of the early leader in the clubhouse in this race. But Congressman Moore, he keeps picking up these endorsements in Congress and in the Senate. You also have, as we talk about Veterans Month, and we're seeing more and more veterans run for office. Remember, there was a time, and I forget what percentage of Congress was made up of veterans, but it was a very high percentage.
Yeah,
that number has dropped precipitously over the years.
We talked about that recently. The numbers are way down for those who are in the Senate and ever served in the military at all.
And maybe a resurgence of that, maybe because we're so close to it and it's happening here in Alabama. It's just more of a localized thing. I feel like it's more nationwide, but Jared Hudson is running, and he carries that title into this race. You also have Morgan Murphy, and I'm interested in what kind of support he's going to end up getting, because he's straight out of Tuberville's office. You know, he's worked with Tuberville for a long time, but he's running for that seat now. Also Rodney Walker, but, and you might hear more, I'm sure you'll hear more about this on the Jeff Poor Show, Caleb Taylor dropped a story this morning on 1819 News. Longtime college football commentator and syndicated sports talker Paul Feinbaum is, quote, very close to deciding whether he'll run for U.S. Senate in 2026. We talked a lot about Clay Travis's interview with Feinbaum back in September. Clay Travis with OutKickTheCoverage.com. And they talked about a possible Senate bid. That's when Feinbaum said, it is very intriguing. I'm thinking about it constantly. According to Front Office Sports, Feinbaum remains very close to leaving ESPN to run for U.S. Senate. Sources familiar with the matter believe Feinbaum will announce after the conclusion of the 2025 college football season. Now, which conclusion? Because if he's waiting until the final playoff game, the national championship
middle
game.
Middle of January, right?
Yeah, which would be 4 months out from the primary, January, February, March, April, May. That doesn't seem like a long enough runway. So maybe they mean more he'll announce after the end of the regular season, which would be early next month. Sources familiar with the matter, say he'll announce. Alabama has an open Senate seat in 2026 due to Tuberville running for governor instead of seeking reelection.
Right, so the way this worked is, and correct me if this statement is wrong in any way, Feinbaum's minding his own business, talking about LSU's lack of a running game, okay? Suddenly he's approached by a group in D.C., but a group that is affiliated with the state of Alabama, and I will not all, maybe elected officials, maybe not, and they're dissatisfied with the group that's running for the Tuberville Senate seat. They have some dissatisfaction with that.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can do better than this. I don't know who those people are, but I believe that that's who then made the call to Paul Feinbaum and said, would you be interested? Put yourself in his shoes. Like, suddenly out of nowhere, you're approached by very powerful people. You have to be flattered beyond words, but you want to keep your mind straight. You have to keep your head like, this is the rest of my life. This is going to be my future. How would you feel? I mean, if you got that call and suddenly now you have to give it, and I guess that's what he was saying with Clay Travis. He's got to give it his attention. He's got to mull it over at the very least. And I think when you are approached by a powerful entity, you are flattered and you're also somewhat pressured to make a decision.
Yeah, and I'm not exactly sure what that pressure's been. I think some have described it in that way, that he was kind of approached. And listening to Jeff Poor, who obviously has just a great bead on all things like this, the rise of sports stars, former sports stars, even in the commentator world with Feinbaum, seeing the success that a man like Tuberville has had and some others. And now we see A.J. McCarron jumping in for the race for lieutenant governor.
Yep.
There's a push towards that. As far as what Feinbaum himself is thinking, I mean, if it were me, I think he's got a great job. All I've ever wanted to do is radio. And I love sports and I love SEC football. But does that wear on you? I don't know. After so many years, well, he's getting paid very well.
He's getting paid very well, but weigh it. And the other thing, too, is he's now 70 years old. And, you know, now you can really examine your life for what has it been all these years? What have you left behind? And you've left behind a legacy of someone who did a very admirable job, sometimes controversially done, sometimes as an agitator. But you were a sports voice of one great note, right? And then you're thinking, I could be a U.S. senator. I would just think that would weigh on anyone. It's funny, when we talk to him on Fridays, you never know anything is going on behind the scenes because he's just as loose and goofy talking about college football as we'll have again tomorrow at this time, Football Fridays with Feinbaum, brought to you by Bryant Bank.
And just listening to his program over the years, you could tell he has a deep love for history.
Yes.
U.S. history.
True.
A deep love for America, really, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And I think I've said it before, just by talking, and I know some people really dislike this part of his program, and I came to really like it, but letting the listeners on, and even with their little listener beefs and shouting at each other, he's talking to true blue-collar, SEC-loving, tailgating on Saturdays, drinking Coors Light, Alabamians every single day. And he has if he doesn't have a pretty good idea of what the people want, then who would? And that's one of Trump's characteristics as well, is he's willing to talk with anybody.
Yeah.
I think that's a vital thing to have when you're running for public office. And I guess the real question that only Feinbaum knows is, what are his aims? I mean, does he feel that as senator, he can really help America be the America he believes it should be, or Alabama specifically too here, when you talk about him running for Senate here. I don't know. And we'll kind of quiz him about it too and see if he's willing to talk about it on the air tomorrow morning. We'll try. We'll have to see. I do know if he's waiting until January to announce and doesn't have anything lined up, that seems a little too close to the sun for me.
That could be a really weird transition, us watching Feinbaum go from what he has been all these years and we've always imagined him to be, to suddenly, you know, his rhetoric, his tone, and everything's going to change if he becomes a candidate for U.S. Senate. You can't be quite the same guy, can you?
And what factor does ESPN play in this? How does he think his future with ESPN looks?
Yeah.
Are they kind of reorganizing with this whole streaming app and everything and cutting away some costs? Or I think that's probably one of the main factors in this whole thing, too.
Interesting. So interesting. 822, Dan and Dalton, 251-343-0106. Light up that text line. We'll read your text coming up.
This WKRG News Update is brought to you by Arrow Exterminators. Stop termites and pests before they attack. Schedule a free pest inspection today. Call 888-GO-ARROW or visit arrowexterminators.com.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Investigators are looking into the cause of a fire that destroyed a home in Grand Bay. Firefighters arrived on Kim Street about 2:30 Wednesday and found the home in flames. Officials say the people inside made it out safely, but the home was a total loss. The Red Cross is helping the family until they can get back on their feet. Mobile police are investigating after a car slammed into a house Wednesday afternoon. Police say two vehicles collided on Athey Road in the Alpine Hills area, sending one of them into the house. The people in the home were not hurt. A Mobile County landfill is a step closer to expanding. The Mobile County Solid Waste Disposal Authority recommended a plan to allow the Chastang landfill to nearly triple its capacity. Garbage from 17 counties could end up in Chastang. Opponents say Mobile County shouldn't be a dumping ground for state's trash, but Waste Management said the expansion could help them stay competitive with other landfills already accepting out-of-state trash. I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5.
Your workplace needs a welcoming space for employees to relax with a cup of coffee or tea and share creative ideas. And Azalea Coffee Service can create that space for your office. Azalea Coffee Service provides everything. Coffee machines, plus coffee, teas, water, even Keurig and pantry items. Need vending services? Azalea does that too. Throw out that old nasty office coffee pot and replace it with Azalea Coffee Service, the only locally owned and operated coffee service in the Mobile area. Call 675-9178 or online azaleacoffee.com.
Capital Tractor is moving. You've probably seen that new Kubota dealership sign on I-10 at Tillman's Corner. They'll be moving early next year but are starting a moving sale now. Their lot in Theodore is packed with Kubota equipment. Tractors, mowers, utility vehicles, skid steers, excavators, and more coming in all the time. They're going to sell them instead of move them and are willing to make you a deal. If you've been waiting on that new Kubota to go on sale, it just did. See them on Highway 90 in Theodore or check out CapitalTractor.com to get your deal today.
Real estate issues? Wanting more from a realtor? Call Chasen Wachter at 251-379-4444. Chasen has over 30 years as a licensed realtor and 20 years as a licensed home builder in this area. That means more skills, more experience, and more ways to help you. Chasen's unique perspective and familiarity with the area will provide you with everything you need to make your property stand out. Call your local real estate expert, Chasen, at 251-379-4444 or visit ChasenHomes.com.
This year, let Sexton Lawn and Landscape help upgrade your home's exterior. They can even show you how the redesign could look before the process begins. Even smaller jobs can make a big impact on curb appeal of your home or business. Call Sexton Lawn and Landscape and visit online, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Medicare can be confusing, but thankfully, you're not alone. For almost 90 years, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama has earned the trust of families statewide by providing dependable health care coverage. Our team of local advisors will help you find the Medicare Advantage plan that works best for you. Let Blue work for you with our easy-to-use, all-in-one Blue Advantage PPO plan that's designed to protect your health through every season of life. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com/local or call 1-855-978-5210 to learn more about your options. We're not just a company. We're a neighbor for life. Right here in Alabama, rooted in your community. Call us now at 1-855-978-5210 or go online to bcbsalmedicare.com/local before the annual enrollment period ends December 7th. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
From the Pro 10 Window Tinting Traffic Center, good news, the accident southbound 65 at Airport Boulevard just got cleared, but we've still got traffic back up past Moffitt Road. No other wrecks in the roadways, Halls Mill Road right by Lowe's. We've got another wreck in the clearing stages. Some heavier traffic westbound I-10 on the Bayway. Pro 10 Window Tinting at 220 Portside Boulevard in Mobile, the only shop in the Mobile area offering ceramic films exclusively, keeping your vehicle cooler. They also offer no-fault lifetime warranty that covers even a small scratch. Pro 10 Window Tinting. Yeah, I'm Kane with the Epitalk 1065 Traffic.
Mobile Bay starts its day with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig on Mobile Mornings.
Heck yeah, sure do. 827. Talk to so many every day that say, yep, that's how I start my day. Well, thank you very much. On the text line, Chad says, Feinbaum saying very close or considering is like when a politician, when they say they're praying about running, God never seems to tell them no.
Mm-hmm.
Almost guaranteed that Paul Feinbaum runs. That's Chad.
And when they're deciding whether to run, God seems to never tell them no. When it's time to retire, it's always God who tells them to retire, too.
Mm-hmm.
But
you need to spend more time with your family, said God.
Said Jason says, y'all think it's normal for McCarron to be so silent. Seems like he'd be talking to anybody that would have him. Odd to me. We'll see, and there's still time, right? Still time to get this campaign put together. And I imagine it's quite the undertaking, even if you're receiving help from people who have been there, done that.
Yeah.
A first campaign. And traditionally, that first run is all about getting your name recognition out there. I imagine for McCarron, the first run, he wants to win.
Yeah.
But it's also about putting out his platform. Mm-hmm. Is a really important part of this if he intends to run for office again, if he doesn't win that lieutenant governor's race.
And he kind of did a little of that in the announcement that mm-hmm. was produced.
You have to know what they believe, right?
Yeah, sure.
Or what they say they believe.
Right.
Also, Jason, as we were talking about the ambulance thing this morning with Acadian trying to move into Mobile, and the two current ambulance companies, Medevac and Newman's Ambulance, they say, we've been here and done that. There's really not room for three ambulance companies in the city. Now, Jason says, I always believe more competition is a positive, but Acadian serves Clark County and their service is highly sketchy to be nice about it. But I also received a text from Keith, who said Acadian Ambulance is one of the highest rated ambulance companies in the U.S.
Yeah.
I lived in Louisiana for a number of years, and they're amazing. So a couple of competing takes on the potentially new ambulance company.
And maybe they're amazing in Louisiana, and they're not so amazing other places. That could be.
Maybe so. The ABC Commission, with state legislators pushing back on the state being involved in the business, texter here says, I think the ABC Commission is just insane, and they're right. I can cross the Florida line buy the same bottle of liquor for $15 less than I can here in Alabama. It's insane. It's monopolized. They're control freaks, and they should be done with.
They're making money, too. There's no way that's not going to just dissolve and go away.
How many more privately owned companies would open up if ABC wasn't a factor? I think there'd be a lot more of them out there.
I think that's undeniable. 830 FM Talk 106.5. Rob with Lanyap on the way.
With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. After a 7-week shutdown, the federal government is open for business again. House lawmakers passed a funding bill last night on a vote of 222 to 209, and President Trump signed the measure into law. With the shutdown over, full food aid benefits will resume, but how fast SNAP payments reach beneficiaries could vary by state. More than 40 million Americans depend on the food assistance program. The Department of Transportation and the Federal Aviation Administration say that light reductions will stay at 6% at 40 major U.S. airports instead of rising to 10% by the end of the week. Economic growth in the United Kingdom slowed down to a near standstill in the third quarter. The numbers are a blow to the British government ahead of a crucial budget that could see taxes going up again. This is SRN News.
If you are 65 or older, you know this, inflation is hitting everyone hard right now, especially when it comes to healthcare. Over the last 10 years, healthcare costs have skyrocketed by, get this, 230%. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are still out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and copayments, and they really add up. But here's some good news. MediShare 65 Plus is designed to fill in those gaps and help protect you from rising healthcare costs. At only $99 per month up to age 75, you get peace of mind at a price you can afford. And MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around 30 years. It's not some big impersonal thing. It's a community of people helping each other, business owners, pastors, retirees. People love it. MediShare 65 Plus just makes sense. To learn more, give them a call. They're great to talk to. They'll offer to pray with you each time you call, too. Call now. 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
We are blessed with beautiful sunny days here on the Gulf Coast, but with sunshine comes sun damage. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you and your vehicles with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. When your factory installed tent lets you down, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. A gift certificate from ProTent Window Tinting makes a great gift. Call 802-1234, 802-1234, and follow us on Facebook.
This holiday season, show your clients just how much they mean to you with a gift from Free George's Southern Chocolates, Mobile's sweetest tradition. From rich chocolate-covered candies and buttery glazed pecans to Aunt Leela's legendary fruitcake and pecan pie, each treat is handcrafted with century-old recipes and Southern charm. Place your corporate orders before Thanksgiving and get 10% off. Order online at 3georges.com or call 433-6725. Three George's Nut House, the Mobile-made gift that says thank you deliciously.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. Join us weekdays for This Morning, America's First News.
Good morning from the Alden Credit Union Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department working an accident on I-65 Service Road North at Norwood Drive. Also, Will Casher Lane and Old Military Road. That's one with injuries, and another accident at Stewart Memorial Street and Peachtree. The Bayway, the Causeway looks good. Earn more on your deposits when you save with Alden Credit Union. Regardless of your savings option, you'll find that Alden consistently pays some of the highest rates available. Start earning more today at Alden Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA. Came to the FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
News, weather, traffic, and sports. You're listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton, FM Talk 106.5, 834. A lot of good stuff to get into with Rob Holbert from Lanyap, and that just speaks to how good the articles are and some of the investigative reporting on all this different stuff. Some are just simply just news stories, and others are deep dives and reports into situations like the one at Continental Aerospace. That's pretty, that's like a, again, there's sometimes that Scott Johnson gets into writing these stories, and it's like, is this a movie script? Because it looks, I think I've got different people already in the roles, but pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, and we, you know, I was thinking about it, ChatGPT, all of this AI taking the world by storm. ChatGPT isn't going to dig these stories
up. No.
That's Scott GPT. That's LanyapGPT. Yeah. That's going to be doing stuff like that. So
that's exactly right.
Rob, great to have you on again this morning.
I'm going to tell him that's his new nickname. He'll love that.
ChatGPT.
ChatGPT is pretty good, yeah.
So,
We
want to talk about the Continental story, too, but let's start with your cover story, and this is really interesting also. Baldwin County cities are paying their football coaches on top of the salary. This is Grant McLaughlin, who wrote this one for you. Tell us a little bit about the cover story this week.
Yeah, so Grant was covering a city council meeting a few months ago, and this item came up that they were $25,000 for a consultant, and he kind of set his radar off a little bit, and he's like, what is this about? And they wouldn't mention the name and that kind of thing, and they just voted on it quickly. And he comes to find out the consultant is the football coach, the football team's, Spanish Fort High School football team.
Chase Smith.
And, so he starts looking into this and finds out that pretty much almost all the cities in Baldwin County participate in this program where they use tax money from the city, funnel it through the school system, and give coaches, primarily coaches. There are some other people who do get some supplemental income, but it's primarily football coaches that get the most of it. They get the most money. Basically, it's a way to pay their football coaches a little more money to keep them there. And, some of the city council people said it. It's like, hey, look, football is a big deal for us, and this is part of our brand, and we want to have a big winning football team. And so this is a way to help do that. That the coaches are supposed to perform some duties. They host camps and things like that, apparently, for the money. But most of it goes to football coaches. It's kind of an unusual thing. I hadn't seen that before.
I've never seen it. I wasn't aware of it for sure. There are places and communities where the football, doing these games, Rob, there's places where the football does mean more. Spanish Fort is certainly one of those. Chase is somebody I've known for a long time. He's a really good guy. And if somebody wanted to give me an extra 25 grand, I'd say, put it in this pocket right here. It's interesting that the thought is that the football coaches are not they're not compensated enough by the school system. So this is what we're going to do, right? This kind of a supplemental extra bonus or whatever.
Well, in a lot of places, there's certainly a lot of schools that have booster clubs that help pay the coach more money.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not unusual. The reason this is unusual is it's taking tax money from the city and pushing it into another governmental agency to then boomerang it back to the coach, which is that's the unusual part here. It's not unusual that coaches get supplemental income to do some other things or the boosters say, hey, we're going to pay to have this coach here because we want to have a winning team. Certainly see that on the high school level, and obviously it goes all the way up, goes into the college level as well. But this is kind of different the way it's happening.
Yeah,
so that's really what we looked into, and you can see Grant made some nice charts, which he's very proud of, and they look good. You can really look at the charts and kind of see where it's going and how it works.
Yeah, it's really. I had never heard of this until you posted the story, the Salary Enhancement Program, and it began 10 years ago. I guess just kind of a last question, people really need to read to get the details, but are there just some coaches or are all the football coaches covered under this? Or like you said, what is it, about 90 people total?
I don't think it's all the coaches, but it's a lot of them. Most of the cities, I think the only city we found that wasn't doing this was Alberta or something like that. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. But there was only one city that wasn't really involved in doing this. In Baldwin County, yeah. It doesn't have it's not done that way over in Mobile County.
Well, is it the
Baldwin it's done there?
Is it schools that are part of the Baldwin County school system, or does it also include Orange Beach and Gulf Shores who have their own?
They have been involved in it as well, but it's definitely certainly when they were part of the county school system. Definitely, it's definitely more of the county school system, and they're the ones who kind of distribute the money.
Okay,
so this Continental Aerospace story, and believe the first kind of dive into the hack was a couple weeks ago on Lanyap, and Scott's been pulling that thread since, and I think he put the best tease for this latest story out there. He said, "My latest in a series of investigative articles involving Continental, why did a major expansion proposal in Mobile quietly die on the table? What light does it shine on the resignation of former Airport Authority President Chris Curry? And why did Curry end his interview with me when I asked him about a trip to Hong Kong in 2023? This is a very detailed story here.
It is. There was a letter that was sent from Continental, which is a Chinese-owned company.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this very shortly after the state banned Chinese-owned companies from owning property around major transportation facilities, mm-hmm. things like that, near the airport. The airport also has never really sold property. It may lease it, but it doesn't sell it.
Right.
But the heads of the company wrote a letter to Chris Curry and said, hey, we're really interested in buying or leasing some property, but we'd really like to buy it. And so we have this letter. It's kind of strange. And there was really never any response that the airport authority had, apparently. But when Scott started asking about it, a lot of people were sort of like, they didn't really know about it. They were confused about it. Apparently, it just went to
kind of hit a dead end.
Curry. Yeah. It kind of hit a dead end. And then there was this trip that Curry took to China that most of the folks at the airport authority also didn't seem very readily aware of. And when Scott talked to Chris about it, he was talking to him. And then when he mentioned that trip, he didn't want to talk anymore. So I don't, what that means, I don't know. But, Curry's resignation was very abrupt. I'm just going to say that.
Was.
I don't know why it happened or, and that's been a question that happened. These things may be related. They may not be related. Nobody has said that that's the reason, but it definitely was some attempt there, at least from the Continental side, to acquire property out there. And, what that meant, why he went to China isn't really very clear. Nobody's really come forth with that and said exactly what he was doing there.
Yeah, and so when he resigned, and that was about a year after the trip to Hong Kong, and this is a very important moment for the Mobile Airport Authority with the move downtown. And that's kind of where my mind wondered at first for the resignation, like, was that not being done quickly enough or in the right way?
Well,
but we never did get answers.
No, the one thing we talked about it was simply that, talking about Dalton and I both, sometimes on the air, sometimes off, but his resignation just was so, it was treated with just kind of a subdued kind of, nothing to see here. Chris has decided to walk away, and that's it. It's like, wait a minute now. Isn't there any explanation as to why, in the middle of this amazingly important transition, that the director of the airport is walking away without explanation? That's what just occurred to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the thing. It's like, here he is. He's trying to get this airport across the finish line. Mm-hmm. In the middle of it, and nobody really wants to say why that happened. And again, this may not be the reason, but it's unusual.
Yeah,
and there's certainly some of the board members and people we talked to were not, when Scott asked them about his trip to China, they were like, "You mean when he went to Singapore the previous year?" And like, no, his trip to China. And then they came back and said, I guess there was one more.
This comes after some of Scott's reporting just about the ransomware attack, and published one late last week that you had this other aircraft company, Cirrus Aircraft, who I think I read in that story that they get about 80% of their parts from Continental. And so they were involved in this ransomware attack. Some of their information was out there. They sent their own team out, and they were diving in, and Continental really seemed to be trying to keep that close to the vest and really almost going after Cirrus for being curious.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff there that, just as far as the ransomware attack, that did not appear to be handled in a normal fashion, and maybe even a fashion that's required by state law. That's a question still, but they certainly sat on it for some period of time, for a long time.
Speaking of sitting on things for a long time and then not, this happened last week, and we really didn't bring it up because the story was just breaking, but you have since done a story in Land Yep about David Bronner talking about the coal ash at the Alabama power plant. I think that was a big turning point in all of this, considering the level of who the man is in the state. I'm wondering, why did he say what he said? Why now? What do you make of all that?
Well, I mean, certainly David Bronner, the head of the RSA, Retirement Systems of Alabama, is the most prominent person by 10 country miles to have said anything negative about this coal ash storage plan at Plant Berry. He's the first one to really stick his head out of the sand and say something about it. He's not an elected official, but all the elected officials in Alabama listen to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a very, it's really interesting that he said something about it.
Agree.
Because I think, you know, it may get offer some cover. It may be a little bit of a break in the armor, you know, chink in the armor to say, hey, you know, I mean, he basically called on all the elected officials in Alabama to take care of this. To, you know, as he called it, a time bomb, you know, as it said, it's basically a knife to the throat. The state of our area down mm-hmm. here, stuff that I'm sure did not make the people over at Alabama Power very happy, and stuff that, of course, we've been writing about for a long time and reporting about, and I think it's a big deal. I don't know what it'll mean. I don't know if that's going to mean that other people, you know, get bold enough to say something as well, but hopefully it will.
Yeah.
Why did he get coal ash? Why did he suddenly get the coal ash religion now? And because it wasn't just a statement, it was quite a statement. Like you said, let's round up the troops. All the most important people in this state need to get together, beginning right now, and take care of this problem. Yep. Well, from silence, that's from silence to 120 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You know, maybe he just finally read about it or paid attention to it. I don't know why. You know, I don't understand why other people aren't interested in it. Or, I mean, I do understand that they're frightened by Alabama Power and think that, you know, Alabama Power has, you know, it has financial means, I guess, and that things that, you know, that they are afraid to go against them in any way. I think a lot of what Alabama Power's hold on our state is the millions of dollars that they spread around through their philanthropic foundation each year, which isn't usually, a lot of it is not philanthropic in any way, shape, or form. It's handed out to all sorts of groups all over the state, but you can get $1,000 here, $10,000 here, $100,000 here, you know, sometimes millions of dollars there. But they spread that money around all over the place. And mm-hmm. I think a lot of people in Alabama, a lot of public officials love that money because it's something, oh, we need a new ballpark. We need this and that and the other. And mm-hmm. Alabama Power can be counted on to get them a little bit of money that way. I mean, certainly it's you know, there's campaign dollars involved, but I think that's really, to me, that's the thing that really, I think, has a big hold on folks mm-hmm. in this state.
Yeah. Why now? Perhaps Bronner finally got a subscription to Lanyap Online at lanyapmobile.com. And,
I think that's all I can attribute it to. You know,
So if folks want to do the same and read all of your great coverage from the stories we've discussed to the playoffs being covered in a great way by Tommy Hicks and Randy Kennedy and election coverage, which has already begun and will carry through next year, how can folks sign up online?
Well, you go to lanyapmobile.com, of course, and you can sign up there. To Lanyap Daily, it's $1 for the first month. It's $9 a month after that. It's 30 cents a day, folks. And it is, you know, news all day, all week. And you're missing a lot if you're not there.
All right. We didn't miss a lot this last 20 minutes or so. Rob, thanks for your time and thanks for your conversation. We'll talk again in 1 week.
All right, boys. Have a great weekend.
Got it.
Rob Holbert, Lanyap, lanyapmobile.com.
Like
coming
that.
Back.
Call us boys. I like that.
I like that, too. We'll wrap it up, let you know who's coming on the Jeff Poor Show, and also get to your texts on the way right here on Mobile Mornings.
Exodus Marine Services brings expert boat maintenance directly to you, on-site and on your schedule. Call to schedule your service or pre-purchase inspection today, 406-0682. Exodus Marine Services, just one call away.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today. It will be pleasant with temperatures in the mid-70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear with patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 50s. And then tomorrow, sunny, with afternoon temperatures in the upper 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Before the chill of winter hits us too hard, it's time to make sure your home is ready for the frigid weather ahead. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll cover a checklist to prepare the outside of your home right after this.
Whether you're a tried-and-true DIYer or you've never picked up a power tool, I'm your girl to show you how to make your house a dream home. Visit checkinginwithchelsea.com for tons of DIY project ideas like furniture built from scratch or jazz up a boring room with an accent wall. That favorite home decor trend you've seen? I break it down and show you how to make it happen in your house without breaking the bank. Go to checkinginwithchelsea.com now to check me out and subscribe so you never miss a project.
Here's a quick checklist to make sure the outside of your home is ready for winter. Do exterior doors close tightly? If not, repair them and replace worn-out weather stripping. If you can't find exact replacements, there are alternatives that can be mounted with self-adhesives, nails, or screws so they work in almost any application. Repair air leaks around windows with a tube of caulk. If you have storm windows, make sure that they are in place and check them for any broken caulk beads around the exterior of each unit. Remove any debris from window wells and make sure that your gutters and downspouts are free of leaves and twigs so that they can flow freely. Finally, check those storm drains to be sure they are clear as well. I'm Danny Lipford with Tips for Today's Homeowner.
There is power in caring when put into action. Each year, our Bryant Bank team members dedicate hundreds of hours serving our communities. Our bankers serve on nonprofit boards, support our local educators, and volunteer with our hometown food banks. I'm Lisa Hastings, Vice President for Bryant Bank, and community service isn't just a line in our mission statement. It really is who we are. Stop by one of our offices in Orange Beach, Foley, Daphne, and Mobile, and experience unbeatable service and legendary results today. Bryant Bank, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Proudly serving the Southeastern used commercial market for over five decades, Work Trucks, that's Trucks with an X, is excited to open our newest location in Mobile next week. Work Trucks offers commercial vehicles of all types, from pickups, vans, box trucks, dump trucks, water trucks, mechanics trucks. The options are endless. Over 200 units between locations. So, Work Trucks has what you need when you need it. See the inventory at 7320 Airport Boulevard. Visit online at worktrucksllc.com or call 342-4150. That's Work Trucks with an X. We're all about trucks.
Hi everyone, Doug Holton here, inviting you to join us for Tiger Talk Overtime, presented by Will 2. We'll talk Auburn football Thursday nights at 7, and we hope you'll join us only here on your Auburn network station, FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning from Chuck Stevens Automotive, the Traffic Center. Still there at the 65 Service Road North at Norwood Drive. Also, Will Casser Lane and Old Military Road, maxed in without injuries. And another one at Stewart Memorial Street and Peachtree. Government, Airport, and Dolphin 65. You'll see heavier pockets of traffic, but no other wrecks. Looking for your next vehicle? Look no further than Chuck Stevens Automotive in Baymanette. Home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. Whether it's a brand new Ford, Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, or Fiat, see them at ChuckStevensAuto.com. And I'm King of the FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Have a traffic tip or your own take on the news? Text the guys at 251-343-0106 on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning from Dan and Dalton. Jeff Forshaw on the way.
It sure is, and he has some guests lined up for his show. Starting the hour with Will Hampson, a political consultant who's been in this studio before. So we'll see what he has to say. April Marie Fogle in hour number two. She'll be guest hosting tomorrow, I believe, for Jeff Poore. And State Senator Chris Elliott, normally a Friday guest, joins Jeff at 11:30 today to get that out of the way.
One of our three big things this morning, the end of the penny. Penny lover, don't walk on by. They minted the last one yesterday.
Wow. And penny lover, don't you make
me cry. I feel a little emotional. I'm not even sure why. Penny was a big part of growing up, because that was real money to me. But I would put it on railroad track to watch the trains just flatten them out. We always got a kick out of that, living close to the train yard.
Just think about all those good times. You're walking down the sidewalk. You see something shine, catches your eye. Mm. You go, that's a penny.
Yeah.
And then you go, should I pick it up? Mm. Is it on heads or is it on tails? And then if it's on tails, you just leave that thing.
Leave it.
If it's on heads, you're going to have a great day.
Put it on a train track.
Yeah, so many great memories with pennies. And as we kind of sunset it, I think it's only fair we do a 21-penny salute.
21? Wow. Do I have to be silent during a 21-penny salute?
You're not being very respectful. This is three pennies being dropped at the same time. Seven times over. It sounds a lot like Biloxi to me, actually.
The 21 penny salute. Yes, indeed. Oh, penny baby. But all those sayings with penny in it that don't necessarily have to go away.
Yeah, here's my two cents.
Pretty penny, my 2 cents, penny loafer. You know, I mean, I guess the penny can be, and it's not gone. It's just they're not making any more of them because it was costing us $56 million a year to produce the pennies.
Yeah, a penny saved is a penny earned.
Yeah.
Unless you're minting them. Then a penny minted is a lot of money lost.
Terrible investment.
And I think some valid questions on the text line. You know, are we going to see the end of the $29.99s, the
$99.99s?
Ooh, right. On the prices.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll just, and I think, you see this sometimes at gas stations and stuff, but pull it back to a nickel. So like $29.95, $5.95. Maybe that's the direction they'll go.
Well, and when you're buying online or when you're using a card, it doesn't really matter, right? Mm-hmm. You don't need the penny. You're not getting any pennies back.
Mm-hmm. And of course, we've talked about the penny a lot around here in South Alabama too. So the penny tax. Michael says, "What happens with the penny slots in Biloxi now?" I don't know. I don't know. There's probably a lot of people worried about that.
I think I know. There's still so many pennies in circulation out there that you can, you know, you're not going to get any new pennies or more pennies, I guess. But there's pennies that are around.
Mm.
There's plenty of pennies.
Yeah, I'm not lacking in the penny department for sure.
So those slots will stay.
A lot of you asking if 65 is open again. We've had some issues here by us at airport. And Cheese Wagon says, yep, go ahead. It's looking good now. Butterknife says, whoever wrote that story about the coaches being paid must be new to South Alabama. Baldwin County cities have been paying their football coaches for a long time. It's been going on longer than 10 years, just called something else. County-run schools cannot compete against city schools on coach pay. Baker lost its coach in January to James Clemens. He got a $55,000 pay raise with the move. That's what a texter had to say this morning.
He's a good coach, but the guy that replaced him, Coach Scott, buddy of mine, he's done a good job out there, so kudos to him. They're second round of the playoffs.
Hey, guys, my take on the ambulance company. I saw on the news they said there wasn't enough medical attendants to be on the ambulance. And what it is, these companies don't want to have to compete for good employees. They want to keep the wages suppressed. That sounds like a conversation we'll continue to have. New ambulance company coming to Mobile. 251-343-0106. Keep it rolling for Jeff, and we'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 right here on Mobile Mornings.